Good morning. Put a lot of pressure on me, all that work they did to get me here. I've been at CareNet for about 4 years now, and I know Pastor Sonny Scott comes through CareNet. He's been our MC at our banquet, and he's up at times at the banquet in his office there as well. So I'm very, very excited to be here this morning. I let Pastor Sonny know this morning that I am not a public speaker. If you had met me 5 years ago, I'd never be feeling this again. So I pray to God. There are four questions I'd like to present to you to consider this morning as my introduction. First one. There's a preacher and wife who are very, very poor. They already have 14 kids. Now she finds out she's pregnant with a 15th. They're living in tremendous poverty. Considering their poverty and excessive world population, would you consider recommending that she get an abortion? The father is drunk, was never home, and the mother has TB. They have four children. The first is blind, the second has died, the third is deaf, and the fourth has TB. Given this extreme situation, would you consider recommending an abortion? Third situation. A white man raped a 13-year-old black girl and she got pregnant. If you were her parents, would you consider recommending an abortion? Fourth one. A teenage girl is pregnant. She's not married. Her fiancé is not the father of her baby. He wants to call the wedding off, and he is very upset. Would you consider recommending an abortion? For the first situation, this would have killed John Wesley, one of the greatest evangelists of the 19th century. The second situation, this would have killed Beethoven. In the third situation, this would have killed the great black gospel singer, Ethel Waters. In the fourth situation, this would have killed Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. Father God, you are a great, awesome, holy God. We are so thankful for your creation of life, for the unique and special gifts each one of us you have given. Help us, God, to use them for your glory. Help us to honor life, all life, from conception to natural death. In Jesus' precious name, amen. As God had a purpose and a plan for each of these people, God has a special purpose and plan for each of you as well. And at CareNet, we want to recognize the potential and worth each person has that seeks our services. Sarah mentioned there are several CareNets in this particular area in Pennsylvania, but we are one of 1,300 crisis pregnancy centers across the United States. Our mission, like those centers, is to provide compassionate care to women and families facing crisis pregnancy. How do we do this? We offer practical support and life-affirming options. And our goal in the middle of all of this is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Just like in any crisis, you know, many people turn to God at that point. When hurting women encounter Jesus Christ in the midst of a crisis pregnancy, their lives are forever changed. And in turn, the lives of their children are forever changed. Our services are provided greatly by volunteers who complete 20 hours of training. This is for pregnancy counselors. We have 20 hours of training that you can go through. And then I supervise the counselors for a period of time before I can release them to begin counseling on their own. And currently we have about 8 trained counselors, which has been wonderful. We see about 30 women a week, whether they're there for pregnancy testing or parenting classes. So what does CareNet do? We provide free pregnancy testing and options counseling. Unfortunately, once a woman chooses to have sex outside of marriage, her choices are painful and the consequences are, and decisions are difficult to make at that point. So for a lot of the women, we meet them for the first time because they either call us or they stop in for a free pregnancy test. If their test is positive, they have a decision to make. We can't make the decision for them, but we can offer them what their options are. And obviously it's our hope that they would choose a life-affirming option. We explain to them that one of their options is single parenting. And for those of us that are raising our children with two parents, we know that's a difficult job in itself. But as a single parent, you know, that's a very difficult job to do. We present the option of adoption, which takes a tremendous amount of courage for a woman to be able to give up her baby for adoption. The exciting part now is that there's so many different types of adoptions available now that we see more of our clients at least considering it now, that they've never considered it before. There's open adoptions. There's partial open adoption. We work through a Christian adoption agency in Lancaster called Bethany Christian Services. So if any time our client comes in and they just want to talk to someone about adoption, they'll send a counselor right from Lancaster and they'll come up and talk to that client. And currently we have two clients that are desiring to place their babies for adoption. One of their options is abortion. Not the option we'd like to choose for them, but that is an option that's available to them. What do we do if they're abortion-minded? First of all, we pray. Before I even walk in the counseling room, before I even know if the girl is abortion-minded or not, I pray. And I ask God to give me the words to say to this person. Well, we offer factual information on abortion procedures. If a woman's going to choose an abortion, she needs to know what she's going to be doing to her body. And she needs to know what the physical, emotional, and spiritual risks are and the consequences she's going to face. We offer information on fetal development and along with sexually transmitted diseases. But we just, through Focus on the Family, they just gave us fetal models, which are these. Kids love them. They're carrying around these little babies with them. But they're models of each stage of pregnancy. It's been a really neat tool for us to show women that are abortion-minded, especially how far their baby is already developed at that point. And for some of them, those models have made a difference. Funny stuff, actually this morning about ultrasound. Some of the pregnancy centers across the United States are getting ultrasound machines. What these ultrasound machines are doing is it allows the counselor to be able to show the person right away their baby. And if they can make that connection, and if they can see the baby moving, they can see the heart beating. And so that's our future dream, is to have ultrasound equipment. So how does a free pregnancy test show Christ to a woman? We can show love to her and see her through God's eyes with compassion and no judgment. We can tell the truth and we can educate her on our life-affirming options. An important thing for us is that, like I said earlier, we can't make the decision for a woman, but we're there for her. We can give her all the facts, we can help her, we can make an educated choice, we can pray for her, we can pray with her, but ultimately she has to make that choice. And we always leave the door open for them. If they walk out of there and if they choose to have an abortion, we have not rejected them. You know, if they want to come back to us and if they've regretted their decision or they just need someone to talk to, we want to be there for them then. And we have, this year for the first time we start, we've always had the option of a post-abortion counseling. We've never had anyone actually come in. This year, I personally counseled three women that are going through a Bible study with me called Forgiven and Set Free. So this is the first year that we've had women have the courage to come forward and say, I've had an abortion in my past, and I regret it. I need help. And two out of those three women are women that have been Christians for a long time. They've been going to church, and they've been just carrying this secret hanging around with them, and they just want to let it go. We're really excited about that. Second service that we offer are free parenting classes, and I left some brochures on that in the back of the church. The program's called Earn While You Learn. When I started at CareNet 4 years ago, I felt like it was a drive-through service for free diapers. You know, the girls would come in, get free diapers, free clothes, and out the door they'd go, and I didn't even know how we were supposed to make a connection to them and build a relationship with them. And so we received a grant through a bank that allowed us to purchase this parenting program. So now in order for the girls to get their diapers and their maternity clothes and some clothes and things, they attend a individual appointment with a trained counselor, and they do a parenting lesson with them. The lessons are very easy, especially for the volunteers. All the answers to the questions are right in the book. You don't have to think back that far. But the clients earn baby bucks, and they love this program. They earn baby bucks for attending, being on time. If they refer a friend, if they have employment, they can bring in a pay stub, and we'll give them extra baby bucks for that. If they attend our weekly Bible study, they can earn baby bucks for that as well. And one of the exciting things that we did this year is we opened a thrift store. It's open to the public. It's called the New Life Shop. And before at our old building, we had one little room where the client could shop and get their diapers and baby supplies. Now we have a very large thrift store, and it's open to the public Tuesday through Saturday, and 100% of the proceeds from the thrift store benefit the CareNet Pregnancy Center. And for the clients, we're right next door to the store. There's actually a door that walks right into the store. So when they leave their appointment with their baby bucks, which are just coupons, they still get their items for free. This way, they go to the store. They can use them for anything in the store. They can get their diapers or their, you know, bottles, blankets, maternity clothes, or infant clothes. But if they have a physical need for their home, like dishes or whatever, they can use it on anything in the store. And they really love doing that. And we feel by this Earn While You Learn program, it's teaching them accountability that, you know, not everything in life is free, that they need to learn how to work, be responsible, and to be accountable to other people. We've had weekly Bible studies for the last 2 years, which has been a tremendous blessing, and it's completely a God thing. How you can get 15 women that don't know Christ to come weekly to a Bible study. You know, a lot of them will miss their parenting appointment sometimes, but they will make that Bible study. And it's showing us that God is just really drawing them to Himself, and that the Holy Spirit is at work, that they would continue to come every week. This year we started a group study on sexual integrity and God's design for marriage. We currently have 3 groups going. Two are in Pottsville. One of them is held at the center on Fridays. We have one that's held at the Word Life Baptist Church in Pottsville on Thursday evenings. And we have one group in Mahanoy City that takes place on Wednesday evenings. So we have a very busy week going on right now. What this group does is encourage our clients to take a second look at their relationships, especially the first the first 8 weeks is called the Steps to Sexual Health, and basically those 8 weeks, it's an overview of you know, the decisions that they're making right now, and are they healthy ones, are they bad ones, you know, how is their behavior affecting them physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And then the 10 weeks after that, we're going to be talking about God's design for marriage, and it's going to take a real deep look into Scripture and what God wants for them in a relationship. And as I mentioned earlier, we provide individual counseling for anyone that's had an abortion through a Bible study called Forgiven and Set Free. And this is where my heart and passion is at right now, is that I know that there's more men and women in our churches that are hurting than past decisions that they've made. I've had mothers call me that they pretty much forced their teenage daughter to have an abortion, and that they regretted being part of that decision. And there's just so much hurt and shame. An example of a client that came to us about a year ago, he came to us because he was a drug addict. He had her baby taken away that was a cocaine baby. In order for her to get her child back, she had to go through rehab and started the parenting classes. 1 year later, she's still drug-free. She went to rehab. Came out of there, started coming to CareNet. She's been drug-free for a year. She did recently just get her baby back. She accepted Christ about a month ago, which is really exciting for us. But just this past week, she just started weeping. Not just crying, I'm talking weeping. And she shared with me that as a teenager, she had had 2 abortions, and it was 3 children. She had a set of twins and mother, another baby. So just this coming week, we're going to be starting to go through this Bible study together. So we have kind of a stressful week sometimes with the things that we're dealing with. And we have a group of volunteers that just really love the Lord. And we pray together, we work together. And our goal is to be able to love these women and to share God's love with them. And that we try to assure your clients that feel like they're so unworthy of God's love, that Jesus Christ died on the cross for all sins. And he wants us to accept his forgiveness. So by the end of 2008, we will exceed 800 visits for pregnancy tests, parenting education, and group study. How can you help? There's lots of ways you can help. You can continue to pray for the work of Crisis Pregnancy Ministry. Christian men and women are working on the front lines every day to encourage women to choose life for their unborn child. You can attend CareNet events. We will let your church know when we have CareNet fundraising events or our CareNet Walk for Life is usually in May. Our banquet is in the fall. Sometimes we just have some other small events during the year. It's very encouraging to see people out there that we know and that support the ministry. You can support CareNet financially by a monthly gift, as Sunny shared this morning, how she and her husband do. You can send a work team to volunteer for a few hours at the New Life Shop, sorting donations. You'd have to come visit us at 110 South Center Street in Pottsville to fully appreciate what we have going on now. We have a very large building, and the whole downstairs level, the basement level, is currently full of donations that churches have done these drives for us to bring in donations. We have work teams that come in that start sorting through the donations, which is a lot of fun. We get a lot of women together and guys together. We always have good food, good music, and just Friday we went through probably 50 boxes of clothing, and it didn't really take a whole lot of time because we had so much help. And that way, when you're sorting through the donations, you see things you want, you can put them aside, and you get the first dibs on it. How many of you like to shop? I think we're coming into the Christmas season. We all love to shop. We need shoppers at the New Life Shop. Now, word is getting out, and every day we have more and more people coming in. It's a really neat store. It's very clean, all the items that we take in. We're only selling the things that are in very good condition. And everything is very, very cheap, kind of like garage sale prices. We just want to move things in, move them out. And our move to our new location has really accomplished the goal of being more visible, not just to clients that know that we're there, but to new donors. And we just met so many neat people through this that didn't know about us before and that they're supporting CareNet now. Another thing you can do to help is to volunteer as a board member, counselor, receptionist, or even help something, help keep the center clean and attractive. People. And I was sharing with Sunny this morning that I had a dream for the future, and so I want to close today by sharing what my list, I had a pick of wish list for Christmas. This would be it. I would like to get a RV and have a mobile pregnancy center. Schuylkill County is so large and there's so many rural little areas around that we can't possibly reach. A lot of people don't drive. How are they going to get to Pottsville to get a free pregnancy test? I've never driven an RV before, but I'd be happy to take the course. But at the CareNet conference, they have a mobile, it's kind of like an RV too, but they had a mobile ultrasound machine. So that's all they did is they go around, they do pregnancy tests, and they do the ultrasounds right then. I want the full thing. I want, like, the RV. I want to be able to have, like, a mini store in there where we can have diapers and baby supplies. I want to be able to do pregnancy tests on the road and to have that ultrasound equipment right there that if someone was abortion-minded, you know, right on the spot, we could show them where their baby's at and development, hopefully. Make a life-affirming decision for them. In closing, I just want to thank you for allowing me to share the CareNet ministry with you today. There's so much going on, and we're living in a society today that we just need to take a stand for life, for all life. January 18th of 2009 is Sanctity of Life Sunday. I just encourage you to get involved if there's any local events around here, or if you would like to be part of the Sanctity of Life events that CareNet is doing in Knoxville. Thank you.